What's happening? Y'all, this is 2024. This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice Jones with Life Happens. Ooh, it has been a while. Couple of years. I took a huge sit down and a huge break, and I am back at it. I decided this year I'm rebranding the website and refacing some things, recalibrating some things. So how's everybody doing? Y'all tap in with me. It's so good to hear how everybody is doing. Thank you to those listeners that have continued to play back Life Happens with Coach E. And I hope that over the years that it has been something sound and of substance for you. So let's jump in. It's January 2024. Everybody's got goals and aspirations, and they are making New Year's resolutions. And I want you guys to tap in with me and tell me, what are you planning for this year? We've had a pandemic. We survived. Some of our loved ones did not. The world went standing still. We had to learn how to function in calamity and chaos, and things were catastrophic at some time, but we are here. We have gone through so much in the last 4 years since the pandemic. So up to speed, tell me what you're doing. Tell me how you're feeling. Tell me what your goals are. What are your resolutions? What do you want to do for this year? I know for some, 2023 hit hard. Life hit hard for a lot of people. And it took some time. They had to look at themselves. I know healing is a big thing. I know spirituality is a big thing. Therapy is a big thing. Narcissist is the favorite word. Toxic is what everybody gets labeled when things don't go their way. So there's so much to talk about. So I just wanted to step in with you and just say, hey, tap in with your girl, Coach E. If you've been following me on all my social media handles, then you are not late to the party. But if this is your first time tuning in, I am a life coach, a public speaker, a published author, and a grandmother of three now, grandchildren, mother of four, you guys know that, influencer, and just overall healer to the people. My platform changed from the pulpit to the world, and from ministry into more mentorship, and just things just transition, and I'm really grateful for it. I can never discredit the foundation, which was God, Christ, the Bible. I grew up as a PK, and I can't discredit my experience and my journey, but so much has changed. I'm not active in ministry anymore. And I'm not bitter about it. I'm actually better. And my clients, I'm still accepting clients for life coaching. If this is your first time following me, you can follow me on every social media site. Facebook is Coach Eunice Jones, Coach E. I have actually a coaching page, author_Eunice on Instagram, Uni Jones on Snapchat, TikTok, Coach E, Eunice Jones 1123. Of course, on YouTube, author, coach, speaker, Eunice Jones. I'm still Eunice_Jones on Twitter. Is it even called Twitter anymore? I have no idea. But we're going to do some things differently this year. I'm going to have some guests. I know we talked about it in past, but I'm going to have a lot of people sharing their journey this year. I think that part of healing and part of getting to the other side of things that we've experienced in life's happening is being able to share. And when we create a safe space, sacred space, this is where people can open up, and we create those spaces so that they can share, so that they can listen and learn from each other, and they can heal. Healing is a journey. I learned that the hard way. I thought I was going to arrive one day to this destination. And when I got to the destination, there was still healing that needs to be done. So it is linear. It happens. You go through things. Triggers don't go away. You wake up or you go through something and you look up and it triggers you. What the prize in this is, the jewel in this, is when you've unlearned the behavior and you're healing, you kind of have to go through some things. So you'll be triggered again, just to see if you unlearn the behavior and what other direction or how differently you would respond versus react and snap out of that shit. I am unadulterated. I am pure, raw, authentic, and uncut. Yes, I cuss. Yes, I will pray for you. I will do all of the above. But that's what we're here for, to keep it real and keep it G and keep it player. So thank you for tuning in. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. I want to know your resolutions. We're not going to start off too huge. We're just going to keep it light today. But I just wanted to make the announcement that I'm back. Love, light, grace, and peace. This is your girl, Coach E. Stay tuned for the next podcast.